It all starts with an invitation to experience Lexus. To start the ignition. To feel confident. To be connected to everything. It starts as an invitation to drive a Lexus vehicle. But it becomes a dynamic experience. The Invitation to Lexus sales event. Your invitation is always open. But the offers only last through March 31st. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Click the banner to discover more.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this edition of Takes on Stakes on Shooting the Sports-ish. It is a frigid day here in Texas, but I do have internet right now. So while I have internet and power and all that good stuff, let's talk about the NBA slate of games on the other side of the intro music. All right, boys and girls, we have a massive slate of NBA games tonight, and we're going to talk about them, talk about all the game lines here. This is a gambling podcast here. Please make sure that you bet responsibly here. I am not a professional gambler here, but I do like to go through the games. We can look at trends. We can look at what everything is trending and see how we did. Yesterday, not an excellent day. I will be honest with you. Here are some of the things that I told you to take last night. I told you to take this parlay, which did not hit. Denver-Boston did not go over 220, and neither did Portland-Oklahoma City go over 225. I did, however, tell you to take the Nets at plus 5.5, which they did cover as they won an impressive victory last night, and they did cover over 231. I also told you to hit LeBron James at 26-9-7, which he did hit easily last night. And then I also told you to hit Giannis at over 51.5 points, rebounds, and assists, and over 235.5 points in that game for the Bucks game. Those hit as well. So last night, I lied. We actually went 3-3. We had a pretty good night. Went 500. Not a bad thing whatsoever. Good, nice, full schedule tonight here. We'll start with the New York Knicks at the Orlando Magic. This is a game that's going to fly under the radar. Not a lot of people are going to be interested in this game. There's not a lot, even though the Knicks are actually a pretty decent basketball team, I think that we are still not convinced of it yet, which makes sense, right? They've been so bad for so long that people don't realize that you have some good ball being played here, especially by Julius Randle. I don't do a lot of betting as far as I don't like prop betting a whole lot. If you want to check out prop bets, our guy Stewart's doing that. It's on the channel and another video. Just search him on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/shootingthesportsish here. You can actually go to shootingthesportsish.com too. We'll have it up there. But let's talk about what we have here. So the Knicks are coming in at -4. They're favored by 4 points here. And they're not excellent against the spread as the away team, but they're not terrible. They are 9-7 as the away team. They're 3-2 as the favorite. The Magic at home are 5-8 as the home team. As the underdog, they're 7-12. So that is something to think about here. If you want to bet this game, right? The trends don't necessarily tell you, it's hard to bet it, right? The trends actually point in the Knicks' way pretty easily here, but it's hard because at 9-7, you're like, they hit it pretty often. I don't hit it every time. Not enough to where I want to throw my money on this game, really. And they're 16-13 against the spread. But the Knicks are sneaky, 7-3 in their last 10 against the spread, including 4 straight games. They are a better team than this Orlando Magic team. The 4 points that they are giving to the Magic is pretty disrespectful, I think, to how good that team is. I think that it is a good pick here to actually take the Knicks to cover that spread, and that's something that I'm going to take myself. I don't think they should have any trouble here. New York Knicks are going to cover that -4, I think. I think that's something we're going to do. We're going to take the Knicks covering -4 if you have to bet this game. I don't like betting the Knicks as far as their point totals. I think there's a hard read here. So I'm going to stick with just that -4 on the Knicks. They have gone over twice. They've gone under twice. And then, they've gone over 3 times and under twice in their last set 5 games of the Knicks. And then the Magic have seen the over 4 out of the last 5 games. This is a difficult game to gauge as far as point totals are considered. I don't super love betting them I really don't love betting the Knicks and their point totals. I think they're hard to read. The Knicks are averaging 104 points a game. The Magic are averaging 105, and the total is set at 210. If you're going to bet it, I take the under, but I think the only line you hit in this game is going to be the New York's covering that -4. Let's go ahead and move into the next game on the NBA slate here, which is, if my schedule load, the Hawks at the Celtics. The Celtics were only favored by 2.5 last night against the Nuggets. They covered that pretty easily. I thought that the Nuggets would cover that spread, but they end up winning by 13 last night. I also thought that we would see the over in that game, but we did not. Right now, they're only favored by 2. This Atlanta Hawks team is not good right now. They're not playing good basketball whatsoever. They've only covered the spread 4 times in the last 10 games. The Celtics have only done it 5 times in the last 10 games. But the Celtics are 8-3 at home covering the spread, 14-13 overall. 8-3 at home is something I really, really like for them. They've actually covered the spread at home in 2 of their last 3 games at home, which is nice to see, and 3 of their last 4 that came in this last 10 games too. So everything points to a cover for the Boston Celtics. I think you have to take, if you're going to bet this game, the Celtics -2 is a really friendly line. It's not too aggressive. You assume that they're going to win by 2, right? Like, you would think that they win by 2. It should be easy. I think that's an easy bet. I think you take Celtics -2. I think you take it all day, every day, twice on Sundays if you can. That's a nice game to bet for sure, no doubt. The point totals, however, are a little interesting here. It's at 222.5. The Hawks do give have 112.8 points per game that they average. The Celtics 110.1. So they've set this game right at the two teams' averages. The Hawks, not a good defensive club at all. And they're just frankly not a great team at all. They're just not a very good basketball team right now. The over is in play here. The game total is in play here. Like, playing the over is definitely in play. But what I would do is actually just leave this game alone pregame. If you are really wanting to bet this game, I would do it live. This is not, I'm actually more of a live bettor. So I am not going to probably touch this game as my live game. I usually pick one a night. I picked the Nets last night, and I rode their comeback to a really nice payout, hit it at 1,000, at +1,000, +575, and +500. I'm not going to bet this game, I don't think. I'll probably take the -2 for the Celtics. That's about it. If you wanted to do it, though, the Hawks have seen the under in 5 straight games, or the over in 5 straight games, and 222.5, which is the total for tonight, they've seen in 4 out of those last 5 games. They actually went over against the Knicks and had 219 in that. They give up 123 to the Knicks. 123. The Celtics, however, aren't playing really fast basketball all of the time. The Hawks will push the pace. So that's going to be interesting to see here is what happens. The last time the Celtics played somebody that really pushed the pace was Phoenix. There was only 100-91, and Golden State 111-107. So they didn't see the over there. If you want to bet the game total, I would wait until it's live, try to get a read at halftime, and then bet that game total over or under there. I would see what the live total sets. If it trends to where it's over 222.5, maybe hit it. But a game total on this one, I think, is a little dicey. I don't know that I would touch it. Just frankly, I don't know that I would touch it. We also have the Rockets visiting the Philadelphia 76ers tonight. The 76ers gave up a whole boatload of points to the Utah Jazz the other day. 134 is a massive scoring game. Lots and lots of points. The Sixers are 10-point favorites. 10-point favorites. They've not won a game by 10 points in almost 2 weeks now. 2-7 is what they did. That's 2-7. February the 7th is the last time they won by 10. They're on a three-game losing streak. I'm sorry. The Rockets are terrible. They're on a 6-game losing streak. They've lost 7 of their last 10 games. The Rockets are awful. They're not good. 9-4 are the Sixers at home covering the spread. 7-9 are the Rockets against the spread on the road. That 10 points is too high for me. Don't touch that game. I don't think you touch this game at all. If you do, maybe touch the point total. The game total is 226.5. We've seen that in a lot of games here. I mean, the Celtics have seen it in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I mean, they've seen that in every game in February, have the Celtics, the 76ers. I'm sorry, I keep saying Celtics. 226.5, man, that point total really feels like it's in play here, especially with what we are seeing with the Sixers, where they're just giving up a bunch of points. I think you hit here that game total 226.5. I think you hit it, and I think that you can feel comfortable that it is very strong, a very, very strong chance that we will see over 226 points in this game. I hate the half there, but I like that game total. I think it's a good game total. I really do. I think it's a great game total, and I think you should hit it. Let's move on to the next game here on the schedule, which is the Denver Nuggets coming off a loss last night against the Washington Wizards. The Denver Nuggets are favored by just 3.5 points, which I love that line. I'll just tell you before I even get into the analysis here. The Nuggets, rather, I don't know why I'm stuck on the Celtics. The Nuggets 3.5 against a bad Wizards team is, the Wizards are playing better, right? But I think the Nuggets are pretty good. I think last night was just a hiccup. But if you're weary about it, if you don't know if you want to hit that, I understand. As the favorite, the Nuggets are just 9-8 against the spread. As the away favorite, they're 5-3 against the spread. The Wizards are 5-8 against the spread at home. They're 9-9 as the underdog. So, I mean, it is literally a coin flip. It literally could be either way here. The Nuggets have only covered the spread 2 times in the last 5 games, which is interesting, to say the least. Now, one of those spreads was a big one at 11.5 points, so that makes sense. The Wizards are coming in on two back-to-back wins, 2 games straight, including one against the Celtics. And they were, you know, +6.5 against Boston, -2 against Houston. They covered both of those. They've covered it 3 times out of their last 5. I still like the Nuggets to cover just because I think they're a much better basketball team and they're coming off of a loss. That is what I like a lot in this game. The point total is a lot. It's 234. I don't know about this one. I'll be honest. It's tough, right? This one's tough. The Wizards have seen the point total go under 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times in the last 10 games, which is, and they've had some big, they've had some big point totals, 245, 242, 227, 229, 237, 36, 35, 33. You know, they're not really seeing over 233 points in their games, and the Nuggets are seeing the under in these big point totals 4 out of their last 10 games. This point total is too much. Like, it's too unpredictable here. I wouldn't touch it. I'd stay away from the game total on this game. If you want to bet the over just because life is too short to bet the under, go ahead. But I wouldn't. I mean, I'm not going to tell you to do it. Leave it at Nuggets 3.5 if you have to take a game line from this. If you're going to bet this game, bet the Nuggets 3.5 to cover those points. I wouldn't do anything else. Just personally, I wouldn't. Indiana versus the Minnesota Timberwolves here is another game on the schedule, and I don't know that I'm particularly interested in this game as a watcher. The Pacers are 5.5-point favorites. They've only covered the spread 3 times in their last 10. However, the Timberwolves, as bad as they are, and they're always dogs, have covered it 8 out of 10 games. 8 out of 10 games they covered it, and they are losing games pretty close in most instances. You know, a couple 2- and 3-point losses here, a lot of 5-point losses. I don't love the Pacers, nor do I trust the Pacers to cover it. They're 9-11 as the favorite against the spread. They're 4-3 as the away favorite. They're 7-5 overall. They do cover the spread on the road more than they don't, but as the favorite, they don't. I mean, they're 11 times they have it out of 20 games. That's quite a bit. Whereas the Timberwolves, they're 12-12-1 as the underdog at home, or the underdog period. 7-6 cover against the spread at home. If you're going to bet the game, I think you take a risk here on the 5.5 for the Timberwolves that they're getting. I'd say that they cover that +5.5 if you have to bet the game. But I'll be honest, I would avoid this one. Avoid that Timberwolves game. I don't like it at all. I don't like the point totals here at 224.5. Maybe it hits, but it's like these two teams for me are too hard to read. So instead of betting it, I would just avoid it, right? There's other games on the schedule tonight. There's many other games on the schedule tonight to touch. I feel the exact same way about the Pistons and the Bulls that we have on here. And all these game lines, by the way, are through DraftKings. So every game I'm getting, it's through DraftKings. The Bulls are 3-point favorites. And that's fine. I understand why they're favored, but they've only covered 5 times their last 10 games. The Pistons, however, are bad, and they still cover. Like, I think they're bad. Maybe they're not that bad. They cover it 6 times out of the last 10 games. Do they cover the spread as dogs in every game? Every single game, they cover it. Now, mind you, they haven't cut. They've lost. They won by 11 against the Pelicans, which is a really good win. They won against the Celtics, which is another good win. It's like, do you think the Bulls are a good team or a bad team? Because if they're a good team, then the Pistons probably just straight up win this game. And maybe they do. Maybe the Pistons win this game. There's not super high money value on this, on the money line. It's plus 118. But life is too short to not take some risks, right? Why can't they beat the Bulls? Why can't they beat the Bulls? I'm going to leave that there to marinate. Let's do it live, man. I'm taking the Pistons money line tonight. I think they'll do it. I think they'll do it. I would probably still look at minus. I mean, really, maybe take them to cover instead. But I'm going to take the Pistons money line plus 115. Get a little positive value. I'll throw like a little cheap, like a half unit on that bad boy. Not too much. Portland at the Trailblazers or the Trailblazers. What are you saying, Tony? Trailblazers are going into the Pelicans last night. This is what I don't get about this game. This is all the way up to 4 points. Like the Pelicans are favored by 4 points, and nothing about that makes any kind of sense to me. Nothing about that makes any sense to me. I think that, I don't think the Pelicans are a bad basketball team. And I get that they handled the Grizzlies last night. And they looked, they really looked good against the Grizzlies last night. 144 to 113. Boy, howdy. I actually said if you were going to bet a game, you bet the under, or you bet the over on that game, which makes sense. But here's the thing with the Trailblazers. They're on a 4-game win streak right now, right? They're on a 5-game win streak right now. They've won 8 of their last 10 games. They are red hot. They are the only team hotter than them is the Utah Jazz. And they are covering spreads of 5.5, 3.5, 6. And then they've been 10-point dogs against Philadelphia. They are covering left and right here. The Pelicans, however, are not. They've done it 5 out of their last 10 games. So it's not like they're not doing it, just not every game. And in some of those, they are getting bigger values, like a 5.5 point spread. But they lost to the Pistons when they were favored by that much. They didn't cover the plus 3 against the Mavericks. They lost that game. And I don't think that they're going to be able to beat. I don't think they're beating the Trailblazers. I really don't. And the Trailblazers are actually getting positive money here, plus 138. I am all over this game tonight. This is the game I'm betting live. Like this Portland, New Orleans Pelicans game, this one. And then if I can get it, the Utah Jazz and LA Clippers game, I'm looking at both of those games. I think both of those games are good games to bet live tonight. But really, the Blazers, it's disrespectful. They're 10-4 on the road against the spread. 7-4 is the underdog, 6-2 as the away dog. The favorites for Pelicans are 5-9 as the favorites against the spread. So you're talking about a team like they're favored by 4 points. No trend tells you to take the Pelicans here. Every single trend tells you to take the Trailblazers. The Trailblazers, here's the thing, dude. Do you want to take them to cover 4 points at minus value 109 or straight up at plus 138? I'm taking the Trailblazers 100% at plus value. Trailblazers money line plus 138. I think you gotta take that line. The Trailblazers are going to win this game. In my heart of hearts, that's what I believe, is that they win this game tonight. And when they win this game tonight, you can make some money off of it. I think you should. I really think you should. The other thing I want to do before we get into the rest of the slate here, this is going to be a longer episode because there's so many games on tonight. Please make sure you check out our sponsor. The NBA is back. You can't go to games in every state yet. Maybe you're not comfortable, but you can still buy some NBA gear and get up to 75% off with our sponsor, Podgo. Yep, that's Podgo. Podgo.co/NBA. Up to 75% off, boys and girls. Get you some gear. Get you a hoodie. Get you some good stuff to cheer on your favorite team as we go into the second third of this season. We get into the second half of the season here soon. The NBA is picking up, and it's going to be awesome. Please check out podgo.co/NBA, where amazing happens. 75% off. Awesome gear. Let's do it. I got to put in the time. I did that little ad here real quick so we can tell Podgo what I did. Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Memphis Grizzlies is another game on the schedule tonight. I didn't break down the game, the over or the under money line. Listen, it's 236. Take the over. If you're going to bet the Portland Trailblazers game, you want to bet the game line as far as points are said. The Pelicans have seen it 5 straight games, and they have seen it 6 straight games. I'm sorry. 8 of their last 10, and the Trailblazers have seen it in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of their last 10 games. Take the over. Take the over. 115 points a game is what the Trailblazers average, 114 points a game. There's going to be a whole crap ton of points in this game. Take the over. I'm actually going to, after we get off here, if I haven't already done it, I'm going to make sure I've parlayed Moneyline and the over. I'm going to actually bet them separate and then bet them together. We're not going to do a crazy parlay today. Nah, we won't do a crazy part. Well, yeah, we might do a parlay. We'll do a parlay. Next game on here is the Memphis Grizzlies, who got walloped last night hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Grizzlies are 7-point favorites even after that big old butt kicking they got last night. They don't cover the spread, guys. They're 4-6 against it. The Thunder, however, have done it 5 of the last 6 games. And they have done it, actually, if you even go back even more, they've done it 6 out of their last 8 games and 6 out of 10 games overall. They actually cover it 15 times. 15-11 are they as the underdog. Here's the bigger, crazier thing. As the away dog, the Thunder are 11-3 on the road as the away dog. Isn't that crazy? They're 11-3. And it's so crazy that you got to take it. OKC plus 7. What are we doing here? OKC plus 7. Do it. Take it. Plus 7? They've covered some big spreads, man. They've covered some pretty... I mean, they do well. 11-3. I mean, that's a good trend to bet on. It didn't get much more like... You don't feel more confident about bets than that kind of thing. 11-3 on the road. That's pretty impressive. Point total is set at 226. The Grizzlies have seen the over hit in 9 out of 10 games. Their defense is atrocious. The Thunder scores 108 points a game and the Grizzlies score 111 points a game. 226 is not that high considering that both of these teams, it's going to hit. The game total I like on this too. OKC in the game total. I think you can get a nice little parlay there. I wouldn't take the OKC straight up unless you just really, really want to bet them. But I think the Grizzlies hang on like a 230 point game total game, a bunch of points in this game. I think I really do. The best game on the docket tonight, assuming Kawhi Leonard and actually let's see if Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are playing. I'm not sure. Okay. So we still don't really know. It looks like Paul George, Kawhi Leonard is questionable for tonight. It looks like we still haven't seen for sure. He's questionable tonight. What is Paul George? I mean, they just won without Paul George. And okay, Nicholas Batum and Paul George are out tonight. But Kawhi Leonard is questionable. So this is where this game gets interesting when we look at this game line, okay? Is you see that we have... The line is set at the Jazz at just -4. They're just 4-point favorites here. The money line for the Jazz is actually 162. So, you know, I don't really understand why we're seeing disrespect for the Jazz. The Jazz are the hottest team in basketball right now. Right now, they're the best team in basketball, the way they're playing. Does that mean they're going to beat the, win the championship? I don't know. I mean, we're too early, but they've covered the spread 8 out of 10 times in the last 10 games. They're 19-7 as the favorite. They're 8-4 on the road as the favorite. They're 9-4 on the road against the spread. The Clippers are 3-1 against the spread as the underdog. They're 1-0 as the home dog. They're 7-7 as the home team. They've covered the spread in 3 straight games. They covered it in 6 out of the last 10 games. But the difference is there is no Kawhi Leonard tonight, possibly. There's no Paul George. The Jazz have also won 9 out of their last 10 games here. I mean, they are incredibly hot. They're incredibly hot. And they're seeing a ton of points in a lot of their games, too. So I don't see how the Jazz doesn't cover -4. The Jazz, I like Jazz -4, Jazz money line, which is -160. What did I say? 168, I think is what this book says. 162. I mean, that's a little more expensive. But I like it a lot, actually. I like the Jazz -4. I think you can really put a lot of, like, this is like a 3 or 4 unit game for me. I feel pretty highly that the Jazz will cover that game. This is another game that I'm going to look at to bet live. The game total is a little different. It's at 228. People are taking the unders. Looks like that's what trends. It's 228 is what it's set at. Now, we've seen the over for the Jazz in 6 out of 10 games, and the Clippers have seen it in 8 out of their last 10 games. We've seen 226 in Clippers games in the last 4 games. There's a lot. They scored 220. We see 226 in a lot of their games. I mean, 226 is a ton of points, but it's not really. But we've seen it in a lot of points. We've seen them with a lot. The last 4 games, we've seen the Clippers with 243, 239, 231, and 231. That's in the last 4 games. And they're on a 4-game win streak themselves. We've seen the Jazz 257. And then this one went way down to 206, 234, 230. And then that is 198, 259. So maybe a mixed bag here. Maybe. But the Clippers are scoring 116 points a game. The Jazz are scoring 116 points a game. I think the teams will hit their average. I mean, we still saw the Clippers put up 125, even without Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. So if you want to bet the over, again, life is too short to bet the under. It really is. I think Barstool Big Cat says that? Pretty sure. Last game on the schedule tonight, we have Miami at the Golden State Warriors. Golden State Warriors and the Miami Heat are really hard teams to gauge. The Miami Heat is just disappointing. They really are. Every time you think they're getting it together, then they went on a 4-game win streak, then they lose back-to-back games. They lose to a Clippers team that didn't have their full starting roster. And the Warriors are confusing because they just are. Like, they dominate the Cleveland Cavaliers the other day. They get beat up by the Brooklyn Nets. And they do okay against the Magic. They win against Sacramento. They're just a hard team to gauge. The Warriors are just they're 1-point favorites now. They're 9-7 at home. Against the spread. They're 5-3 as a home favorite. The Miami Heat is not good against the spread as the underdog. 4-6, but then 3-4 on the road. It's hard to tell what they're going to do. It's hard to tell this game. It's a hard read. I'm taking the Golden State Warriors out of gut, mostly because I just don't think Miami's playing good basketball right now. There's not really anything in this game that should, like, nothing that these teams have done tells me how I should feel. Nothing. But that's how I feel here. That's just how I feel at this moment. The under has hit, believe it or not, the under hits in most Warriors games, 7 out of 10 games. The under also hits in most Miami Heat games, which makes sense. 4, 5, 6, 7 out of 10 games. So trends tell you they're not going to hit 222. I mean, both of these teams have seen unders hit of 215, 213, 207, 229.5, 227.5, 223. We've seen the under hit on those game totals for Miami Heat. For the Warriors, we've seen under 227, under 221, under 230, under 232, under 227, under 224, under 220. The under's going to hit, I think. I really do. Unless for some reason the Warriors just come out banging, I would probably avoid the under 222. I really think I would. I'd avoid the game total. I'm taking the Warriors out of gut, but I'm not necessarily going to tell you that I'm like, this isn't a bet I'm recommending, really. That's just what I'm going to take. So take with that what you will. It's a gut feeling more than anything else. The really big NBA games I'll tell you that I like is I like the Trailblazers +4, and I like that over. I like the over a lot in that one. I really like the Jazz to cover -4, and I really like the Celtics to cover -2. And the Knicks to cover -4, actually. Those four games where I'm at. So Knicks, take the Knicks to cover -4, take the Nuggets to cover 2.5, take the Trailblazers to cover +4, take the Jazz to cover -4. Those are the ones I like. Game totals, you know, if you have to touch the over, touch the over in Portland and New Orleans, touch the over in Utah versus the Clippers, take the over in OKC versus Memphis. That's kind of how I feel about those. But we'll talk about college here real quick too. So let's get into the college games. And I'm only touching three games on the schedule tonight. I'm not touching everything. We'll touch Arizona State versus... we'll touch Arizona State versus USC tonight. USC is a -9.5 point favorite. The game total set at 148.5 points. Arizona State's money line is nice, +400, if you really want to take a risk on Arizona State. Arizona State was supposed to be very good. They are not very good. That has not come to fruition. They looked like they were going to be a good team at the beginning of the year, but that's not come to fruition. Be true. They're 1-5 as underdogs. They're 0-1 against the spread on the road. They have lost when they lose by 11 points, 13 points, 2 points, 1 point, 9 points, 6 points, and 13 points. One of those losses was against UTEP and Oregon. Those are their big losses. So something to consider, especially the Oregon loss. USC seems to be a pretty good basketball team. They are in the top 25. They average 75 points a game. The Sun Devils average 75 points a game. I don't like the over at all in this game. The Trojans are winning 9 out of their last 10 games. They cover the spread in 5 straight games and 6 out of their last 10. They're 11-6 is the favorite against the spread. 10 points is just a lot to cover here. I would probably take Arizona State +10, but that's mostly because I hate double digit overs in college basketball. They're just double digit spreads in basketball. I just think they're a tough line to read. Both teams are really tough to read for game totals. We have seen 5-5 against the point total, 5 up, 5 down for the Arizona State Sun Devils. And then we've seen 4, they are 6-4 up and down on the Trojans. So trends tell you maybe that maybe it's a little tough game to bet. I like Arizona State to cover the +10. I really do. I think that just trends tell you that they should cover it. They've played some close games as of late. And while USC is really good, eventually there's going to be a letdown, right? Like there's always a letdown. So what is that letdown? +10 is pretty steep, y'all. It's a lot of dang points. +10 is a lot of points. We also have Kansas versus Kansas State on the schedule here today. There it is. Okay. Kansas State is a 13-point underdog here. Kansas is not playing good basketball this season. They are not. They're number 23. Kansas State's bad, though. I mean, Kansas State's a pretty bad basketball team. They got beat by like 100 points combined in the two games against Baylor. It's tough. Now, mind you, I say the Kansas Jayhawks aren't playing good basketball. They have won 5 of their last 6 games, or 4 of their last 5 games. They beat Kansas State by 23 last time. Kansas State's pretty terrible. Now, while I say that I don't like double-digit favorites, Kansas State is really bad. I mean, they lost only by 7 against Oklahoma State. They covered +12.5, +13.5, and a +15 in their last few games. So they've covered big spreads in their last three games, but they've also lost as 18-point dogs, 22.5-point dogs, 11-point dogs, 13.5-point dogs, and they've covered 16.5. It just depends on what you're going to get. Now, Kansas has covered 11.5 points against Iowa State and 15 points against Iowa State and 18 points against Kansas State. If I'm betting this game, I'm going to take Kansas at -12.5 and under 134 points. The game total at 134, I just don't even touch it. Big 12 basketball is too hard to predict as far as what they're going to score. I just wouldn't even touch it at all. Just leave it alone. Don't touch it. But bet like Kansas -12.5 wouldn't be a terrible bet. It's an okay one to look at. Let's look at one last game here. We will look at the Marquette Golden Eagles going in to visit the Butler Bulldogs, mostly because these two teams are typically good. So let's see what they look like. 2.5-point favorites are the Bulldogs, who have lost three out of their last five games, and Marquette, who's lost three straight games and three out of their last five games. That is not great. One of their wins was actually looks like a forfeit. These are not good basketball teams. They're playing pretty bad basketball. 4-6 in the last 10 games are the Butler Bulldogs. 4-6 are the Marquette Golden Eagles, and one was a forfeit. These teams are interesting against the spread. Marquette's 3-7 against the spread. Not good. They're 4-6 on the road as underdogs, 2-4 on the road. 5-5 are the Butler Bulldogs against the spread. So tough game to read. Tough game to read. Nothing here tells you much of anything. Butler is at home. They are given a 58% chance to win this game, which is interesting and would be the only reason you want to bet it. If you want to bet college basketball, this would be a fun one to do. I would probably just bet the under, though. 129.5. I think I would probably bet the under. Would I bet the under? I wouldn't bet the under. I'm lying. I'd bet the over here. 129.5 points. These teams are averaging 70 and 63. So you're looking at, that's 133 points. If they hit their averages, someone's going to score over their average most likely. You know, why not? Don't bet the spread. Bet over 129.5. Let's bet over 129.5. But really, I'm focusing my attention on the NBA slate. I just am. If you want to bet some college basketball, I want to touch it. But Jazz -4. And actually, this is the parlay I'll give you. I'll go ahead and give you the number. I'm going to take Jazz -4. I'm going to take Thunder and Grizzlies over 227. Trailblazers +4. Nuggets cover 3.5, Celtics cover -2, Knicks cover -4. That's a six-leg parlay. Okay, it's a six-leg parlay with +4,704. That's your odds, +4,004. So if you put lay a $5 bet on that bad boy, that's a $240 win. That is my parlay to hit. That is what I think we hit. Utah Jazz -4. The over in the OKC and Memphis game, Trailblazers +4, Nuggets -3.5, Celtics -2, Knicks -4. That is the over. That is my parlay of the day. I will put it on the video. I'll put it on the internet, and we will go from there. We'll see how it goes. Let's see if it hits. I feel like it will. We'll see. Happy betting. Thanks for checking us out. Make sure you subscribe, like, comment, share, all of that good stuff. If you're listening on audio, hit a subscription or hit subscribe, and then also go ahead and leave us a rating and review. If you're on Apple Podcasts, that would be very helpful. I'm Tony. Happy betting. Bet responsibly. Don't like empty your bankroll and go crazy, right? Like, you know, like conservatively bet a little bit. You know, like you don't always have to risk it to get the biscuit. We'll see you next time.